Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Protecting Indiana children from obscenity. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Liberty Counsel has been working with other organizations to create policies that protect children. What we know is that there's a number of states that have these so-called obscenity exceptions, if you will. And this allows children to be exposed to, frankly, harmful pornographic material. Well, Indiana now has a bill called HB 1481. It's known as the Information or Performance Harmful to Minors Act, which protects Indiana children from the harms of pornography being used in public schools and in public libraries. This is a great start, Matt, and we're hoping that this will spread across the country.
It needs to, because there are, Indiana is just one of 43 states that currently has statutes that give schools a kind of an exception and protects them in defense against violating laws, against showing and providing obscene materials to children. So the fact that there are already 43 states that protect schools and libraries and allow them to show pornography and obscenity to children, that needs to be reversed, and this law would be a good step in that direction.
You know, there's just no place for this kind of trash in schools. Children should go and learn appropriately. They don't need to learn about sexual activities or LGBT activities or other things like that that they keep trying to push. And we've seen examples of that. It's horrendous.
Yeah. And let me just underscore what you just said, Matt. Indiana is one of 43 states. There's 43 states that have laws on the books that provide defenses to schools when they violate laws regarding showing or providing obscene materials to minors. Understand what we're just saying. Schools have a defense in 43 states for showing minors, including kindergartners, material that is obscene.
Sexually explicit.
Sexually explicit. You know, there is the First Amendment. Certainly, it's a broad protection for free speech. But there's certain speech that's not protected under the First Amendment, and that's obscenity. That has been ruled by the Supreme Court many years ago that it falls outside of First Amendment protections. And that's why obscenity has been able to be regulated, and particularly as it relates to minors. So what these states have done is intentionally some time ago, they passed these laws to give a school a defense that if you show obscenity, which is not protected by the First Amendment, you have a defense. In other words, even though you're going to engage in something that has no First Amendment value, showing obscene material to children as young as kindergarten, even though you could be sued for that, we're going to say, we're going to give you a defense because we want you to be able to provide information to children. Well, what has happened under these laws is that schools and certain advocates have come in, Planned Parenthood, the LGBT agenda, GLSEN, and others, they've come in and they've provided information to the schools that ends up being shown to these children. And once you ring the bell, you can't unring it. In other words, once you've seen images, especially for young children, it is very difficult to get that out of their minds.
It's hard. It's hardwired, yeah.
You have to see that Planned Parenthood has a motive in all this. When you're teaching kids about sexual activity at a young age, then encouraging them to do that, then that's going to increase their sexual activity, which is increases their chances of getting abortion. So for it increases Planned Parenthood's bottom line, ultimately.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah, it's all about the bottom line.
Absolutely.
The almighty dollar.
Not about the children.
Yep.
And, you know, it would outrage you if we shared with you some of the specific graphic instances that we've been dealing with where parents, they have no knowledge of someone coming to school, invited by maybe a teacher, maybe the teacher doing it, and they call them together, or maybe the principal does it. They call them together for these mandatory meetings, whether it's in class or in some cases, Holly, it's been school-wide. And they call them together and they show them information.
Without the parents' permission.
Without the parents' permission, even though their state laws say that parents need to have permission mm-hmm. whenever they're shown anything regarding human sexuality. They violate that. They end up showing it to these children, and the children come home and they're distressed and they share it with their parents. And we're involved in several of those where the parents then try to get the material and the school refuses to provide it. It's unbelievable. And then they hide behind this idea that, well, they're allowed to show obscenity and you can't prosecute them because there's an exception in their statute. So our a team of attorneys have been working with other experts around the country. And we have a catalog of all these different states. And we have model legislation that ultimately will address these issues so that schools can't hide behind these obscenity exceptions, 43 states.
Right. Parents need to be, you know, feel secure that they can send their children to school and they're learning how to read, how to write, how to do arithmetic, logic, things like that, not about how to participate in sexual activities and as a kindergartner.
And these schools and these school district, you know, individuals are engaging in child corruption in order to further their ideology and in order to further this notion that what they call values neutral sexuality, basically anything goes. So they're desensitizing intentionally children to these obscene images.
And you know it's not values neutral. They have a certain immoral value, if you will, that mm-hmm. they're trying to promote. Well, this bill, HB 1481, will reverse, if passed, Indiana's obscenity exception clause, which protects public schools and libraries from prosecution from distributing materials that are harmful to minors, which is just mind-boggling that you have these exceptions on the rule that a school can actually be exempted and therefore allowed to distribute material harmful to minors when no other entity or person has that exemption.
Unbelievable.
Why? Because it's not protected by the First Amendment. There is a reason why we have these obscenity rulings from the Supreme Court to protect minors from this harmful material. And to think that almost all of the states, 43, less only 7, and you have all the states, have these exemptions. So we are very happy that Indiana is moving forward with this, and we're working in a number of other states to do this as well. You know, Indiana public schools, frankly, have no business showing pornography or grooming videos and materials to children under the guise of education. This certainly is not education whatsoever.
And parents need to be aware. What are your children being taught? Ask questions. Go in there. You have the right to do that.
And to demand an accounting of what is being shown to your children.
Yeah, imagine, Matt, you know, your children coming home. You know, you have values in the home. You have Christian teaching. And then they were to come home and be shown pornography. Without your knowledge.
Infuriating. You know, I have 3 children. It's infuriating to imagine.
Well, the gutter trash that we're talking about, and it is, frankly, gutter trash, has no place in public schools or libraries. I know you might be thinking, well, this is about the birds and the bees, and that may be what it used to be when you went to school. But I can tell you, this is far different than that. This is pornography. This is encouraging children to engage in sexual acts as young children. It's encouraging children to select their own gender, to not accept male or female. This encourages children to engage in same-sex activities, even engaging in so-called hormones and plastic surgery to alter their appearance to identify as something that they were not born to be. This is harmful to children. Pray that we continue to have success. Pray for Indiana, because this is now a manifestation of some of our hard work that we've been working on for a number of years in conjunction with others, and we have researched all of this. We have lots of material. If you want to present some of this information to your legislature, you can contact Liberty Council. go to our website, lc.org, send us an email, or you can go to the phone and call us, 407-875-1776, 407-875-1776. Find out what your state is doing, what your school is doing, and then provide some of this material to your legislators so that we can get this kind of information and legislation passed and introduced in your state. For more information, visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.